price or because you keep using one?
I mean, Hashem wants me to have an extra 10 shekel. Nah, I'm sure it's for everybody. I don't make believe it's for me. We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch now, Tuesday night, Or L'Zayin Teves, Hilcha Shabbos, Simen Ayin Hey. We're up to Simen Ayin Hey. Sifei, Mitzvah al Kolodom, Shabbos B'Sheish L'Kama Meshorasim, like your wife. Mikom V'Kom Yasek, Abu Ba'atzva, you have to do something L'Kavod Shabbos. So what do you do L'Kavod Shabbos? Should we go around the table and ask? No, it'll be very embarrassing when we get to me. I order everybody around. That's what I do with Kavod Shabbos. What do I do with Kavod Shabbos? I make sure all the lights are off. That's not really not enough. I used to do more. Yasuk, you should do something with Kavod Shabbos k'day l'chabdo. Part of Kavod Shabbos is preparing for Shabbos and doing something, cleaning one room in the house, setting the Shabbos clock, I don't know, chopping the liver, do something with Kavod Shabbos. Kidemotzinu ba'amoroyim, Rav Chista hoyu mechatech as a yerek dak dak, he would make the vegetable salad. Rabbi Rav Yosef hoyu mevakim eitzim, they would chop wood, I guess for the Friday night fire. Rav Zeira hoyu madlik as a esh, they did something. Rav Nachman hoyu mesaken as a bayis, umachnes kelem atzrichim l'shabbos, umefane klei chol, he would put away the weekday dishes, take out the Shabbos set. Umehem yomot kolodim, everybody should learn from them. Velo yomar, the point here is that you shouldn't say lo efko mechvodi, it's pasnish for me, I have servants, I have a wife that doesn't pass, I'm a chosh of a person. Kizeu kvodo shumachabi des ha-shabbos. Okay? Sivvot, haminik b'chol Yisrael, Lefels b'boteim l'chomam l'kovet Shabbos. To bake bread, challah we call it, l'kovet Shabbos. Lo mi boyim oichle b'me'achol pas palter akum. Not only if during the week you go to the store and you buy pas akum. So it's good on Shabbos to not eat pas akum, so you'll bake your own. She'esh l'zor lechol b'yom Shabbos kodesh pas Yisrael. Now afilo b'chol ochol pas palter Yisrael. Nothing to do with it. That's a separate thing. You should try to eat. You should eat Pas Yisrael on Shabbos, even if you eat Pas Akum a whole week. But this is a different din. Mikomakom l'kovet Shabbos, Yofu b'beiso, they should bake in his house challah for l'kovet Shabbos. They should tekayim isha mitzvah afreshes challah. This will give the woman an opportunity to be mekayim mitzvah afreshes challah, which is rather why you should try to bake a shir challah, because part of the inyan is that the woman should do the mitzvah of a fresh challah. He other marisha nivra bear of Shabbos, and he is called chaloso shel olam. Challah doesn't mean challah, what we bake challah. Challah is the part that separated into the koyim. So mankind, or man, was separated from the rest of the world to serve Hashem. So he's called chaloso shel olam. Again, not challah in the sense of a loaf of bread with grains. Challah is the part you take off and you give to a kohen, you makdish it. So in that sense, Adam is called chaloso shel olam, because he was separated from the world to serve Hashem. That's what the word challah means. Challah is the Torah's term for the part of the dough that's separated and given to the kohen. We have come to use it to mean the loaf of bread that you bake on Shabbos. It has nothing to do with it. The technical term challah means the portion of bread, the portion of any dough that you give to the kohen, is called challah. To the pasuk. Okay, there it's used in that sense too, you're right. You're right. Matt's pointing out that the Torah also uses the word chalos in the sense of a loaf of bread by a carbon mincha. Chalos matzos b'lulos v'shemen. The TK matzos b'lulos v'shemen. Okay, you're right. Go ahead.
The etymology of the word
I don't know. The only
Torah
I'm not acquainted, but Maseches Challah is about the part of the dough that you take off and give to the kohen. Maybe there's a difference between the singular and the plural. I don't know.
Is he saying that if you're not making enough challah, if you're not for challah, then it's not really? Doesn't really matter.
Part of the Indian is Makabat Shabbos. Obviously, you don't have to bake a shir challah for the Kabbalah Shabbos. But part of the Indian is Kadesh Tekayim Isha Mitzvah Farshish Challah. And if you don't do a shir challah, you're not going to be Mekayim that Indian. So, can I say that your mamish mechuyev to do that? I know my daughter in law on the Flatbush, David, who knows David? David's wife. So, when they came across this halacha, she started baking a shir challah. Got inspired. She always baked challah. My wife used to bake challahs on Friday. It couldn't be massive baking challahs on Thursday. She used to bake challahs on Thursday. She couldn't imagine baking challah on Friday. There's so much to do Friday. You know, bake challah. But then, you're supposed to. So, mom is Takana Zezra. So, she started baking challahs on Friday.
We
should becheta ibduhu. Okay,
we make it
like Kabbat
Shabbos on Friday, no?
How? Yeah.
According to this reason, it has to do with Friday itself. No?
Yeah, there's two reasons. One is Kabbat Shabbos,
and this reason, the other reason,
and the other reason has to do with Friday, because Adam HaRishon was created on Friday, and the woman ruined his life or made him have Gzeiras Misa.
So there's nothing to do with Shabbos.
According to the second reason, it has nothing to do with Shabbos. We should bechet and do all kinds of things. Second number is that. Vayishin shloisha lachamim. The minig is to make three loaves. Godel, benoni v'katan. The benoni is for the night suda. The big one is for the day suda. I don't know. I never heard of anyone doing this minig. If you want to show that the Kabbat Shabbos of the day takes precedence over the Kabbat Shabbos of the night, which is a din, if you have a special dessert, you really should eat it during the day, not at night. I cut down the super shlishes because who feels like eating them? Yochin Bosov and Dogim Yofim, Umatame, Meshubach, Meacholto. Come on, Gishmak. Kimitzalecho, the Chosun, the Super Shabbos Dogim. Meno Mazikim Lo. Abelim Mazikim Lo, don't get carried away. If you're allergic to fish or you hate the taste, just skip the fish. It's okay. Oshenim Aravim Lo, he doesn't like it. Right now you saw the favorites from the kids of Shulchan Aruch. Even if you just plain don't like it, don't eat it. Lo yochlem, ki Shabbos lo nignitnim, lo litzar. We're not trying to stuff something down your throat. You're supposed to enjoy your Shabbos meal. The yashchitz is a sakin, sharpen the knife. I guess maybe it's a shechita knife, maybe it's a challah knife. I don't know. Zeh gamkin mekvayt Shabbos. The sakin is a bias. I guess put it in order, sweep it. The Yatzias Amitos make the bed, we have a map on the Shulchan, set the table, take Kusu Kol Yom HaShabbos. The table should be set a whole Shabbos. You don't strip the table on Shabbos. The Yesh Medakti look for Shtei Mapo, some have a minute to make sure there's like two tablecloths. The Yismach of Dias HaShabbos, you should be happy. Not the way they done a Kabbalah of Shabbos in a Litvus HaShul. The Yachshov Vedaito, and you should imagine. A very important guest were coming to him. He would go nuts fixing up the house. It's a kind of pastry filled with meat. Again, stuffing. I think we do kugel for that reason. Even though kugel is not really a stuffing. Zeichelamon, Shayamunach, Kabul Bakufsa, Talamata Talamala. I think that's the way we view our kugel is that way. If your wife wants to have stuffing in the chicken Friday night, that's great. Yesh Litom Berb Shabbos and Tafshin Lashanas of the Shabbos. Yeah, everybody knows that din. We're very, very frum. And everybody knows that din.
Why make something Zeichelamon on Shabbos among us every day?
Excellent question. We're not making a zecher of the ace of the mon that the mon fell. We're making a zecher of the specialness of Shabbos as shown by the mon. So Shabbos. No, you're right. Zecher the mon, but because it fell double on Friday. You're not commemorating the mon as the nace of the mon falling, you're commemorating the mon as denoting the specialness of Shabbos. Okay.